Hey, Samara, what is going on and what is on your mind today?
Hey Pete, my mind is going in a million different directions, all revolving around data this morning. So I've got a really cool opportunity. I get to moderate a panel, and I've got just the top minds in data from USDA to NASA to DOE to VA joining me. And as you can imagine, there is a lot to talk about when it comes to data. And I'm going to admit there are things that we've talked about in our prep calls that I hadn't given much thought to before. I mean, I think of data and you think of kind of the overarching themes of modernization, emerging tech, workforce that you can kind of relate to other things going on right now in our industry. Generative AI, obviously, huge buzzword right now, buzz phrase rather. But then there's things that are specific to data. There is data cleanliness, there is deduplicating, there's taking care of biases as much as we can, things of that nature. But the conversations dove so much deeper than those topics. I mean, we dove into things such as creating a data culture, not just your workforce. How do you create a data culture? Taking the people who are there with whom you're working and need to work and get them thinking about data all the time and how we're using data.
I love that you have again yet another opportunity to moderate a session with some amazing thought leaders. And we've talked about this. I mean, data by itself is just that. Data with context becomes information. And if it were me and I was in the audience, I'd be thinking, you don't have forever to get into the data is the new oil and the new fuel. It's more the impact that data is having on those agencies and how that does impact at the end of the day the customer or the citizen or the resident. Because you're right, you need hours to do this. You can't nail it all, I think, in whatever amount of time you have.
No, I agree. Well, we're going to, but I would love to do a fireside chat with each and every one of them. But you're absolutely right. And it's interesting that you say data is the new oil. One of them made a point that it's not new. These agencies have been dealing with data for decades and decades. Well, great. How do you now modernize that? And then one of the coolest thoughts, bringing it all together, how do you look at data operations wise? How do you continue to cut costs while making sure that you're finding efficiencies? And that the data that you're inputting has the outputs that you're expecting. I mean, using data as a strategic asset, it's just a lot of brand new thoughts.
I was digging that you brought in the phrase because, like, data is the new oil. We say that and people go, yeah, you're right. Not you, but generally speaking, but data as a strategic asset, one of the four we've talked about this IT priorities in fiscal year 24 for the federal government. And I love the line is driving key insights into the decision-making process by harnessing accurate, available, and actionable keyword data to power intelligent government operations and citizen experiences. I'm reading directly, by the way, from a congressional report, but that says a lot. And to be able to tell that story, if I were at that event, I'd be fired up to hear.
Oh, absolutely. I hope you're at the event asking questions.
Well, they're not going to be seated. You and I, we riff and all that sort of thing. But no, hey, I'm excited.
Thanks. Well, Pete, I've got a question for you. What do you think of when you think data? First thought only.
Oh, first thought,
No pressure.
no pressure. When I think of it, I think of it as something that can enable something to be better down the road, to save a life. The information, it has to be turned into something for me, whether it's from healthcare, the power grid, or our water treatment facilities. I want data to inform a decision to save a life.
Completely agree.
Awesome. You put me on the spot, but I could talk to you for hours on that. Yeah, this was great. You got my mind going. I'm going to go do some research today, actually, on some of the components of how I want to have that discussion myself down the road.
Awesome. Time's up.
Yes, well, let's look forward to our next conversation. I can't wait, and we'll see where that one goes. But it was awesome to kick off with you.
This sounds good. Thanks.